Hi, Benjamin.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. What's your name?
I'm an artist from Sefiha Online. We just did a... the drug lord, but with class.
Oh, with the infiltrator.
The infiltrator. I think I told you that that morning that I'm enjoying the characters that you've been playing.
Oh, thank you.
Because they are, like you said, we all have flaws.
Yeah.
And with this new character here, he's got flaws.
Yeah, you know, I find myself artistically at a really interesting place in my life. Part of it brought on by maturity, and by that I mean chronological maturity. I've aged, but beyond that, comfortable in my skin as to what choices I make artistically now. I find myself at a point where I no longer feel like I have to prove myself to myself, and that I can afford a bit of patience in waiting for roles that will allow me to explore complex characters, but also present me with a challenge where I can actually potentially render some good work. There are a lot of opportunities out there wherein the work wouldn't be challenging, and that's not going to be good for anybody.
I think you said it. There's an advantage of maturing in certain ways.
We have to be selective, yeah, with what those advantages are. But yes.
Yes, you know, well, part of it you have to be happy too with what you're doing.
Yeah. We are who we are, right?
And I think this project with Daniels is just, I mean, this is a really interesting guy.
But that's the thing, and that goes to what I was saying, which is, rather than be on a, as an example, rather than be on a procedural one-hour drama, and those are fine. I've been on shows like that before, and it's a fine place to work, and it's a great way to make a living. But I've done that. Where I find myself now, that kind of opportunity holds little interest to me. So to play in a world that's created by Lee Daniels, one that is more reflective in a more accurate way of a community or a few communities that I know well and that I have stated before have been not well represented in pop culture, was an exciting idea to me, because Lee populates his world the way he knows it, which is a very, and again, I hate this word, but which is a very diverse world. That's what this country is. It always has been diverse. It's just never been depicted that way in pop culture, and now it's starting to reflect that more accurately.
Well, it's reality.
It is reality.
It's reality.
Yeah.
Well, I know the series is probably keeping you busy and stuff, but are you looking at some other interesting projects?
A lot going on, actually. My brother wrote and directed a documentary called Dolores, which is about the life of Dolores Huerta, who is still with us, still fighting the good fight.
Fantastic dancer.
She's one of the co-founders of the UFW, United Farm Workers Union, along with Cesar Chavez. And we are having our premiere on Inauguration Day next Friday at the Sundance Film Festival. We're one of 16 documentaries in competition in the festival. So the timing could not be better. As you may well know, the Million Woman March is going to happen that weekend. You're probably going to even participate. Dolores will be leading a sister march down the main street of Park City, Utah. My 80-year-old mother's going to be there. One or two of my sisters will be there. That's the premiere weekend of our film, and so I'm very proud and very excited about that and about the conversations that will likely come up as a result of that film coming out. I'm also voicing one of the lead characters in the next Pixar film called Coco, whose story is loosely set against the celebration of the Day of the Dead.
Wonderful. Well, I know it's a full day for you.
Yeah. Nice talking with you. Yeah, for sure.